We want to start this morning to talking about the new four-year-old preschool program, and I want to thank everybody that's worked on this. I know that Linda Fandel on our staff has worked very hard on this, along with Jason Glass, and also with us today we have Marcy Mendenhall, who is from, she's the executive director of the Scott County Early Child Iowa, right, which or empowerment program in Scott County. And also we have Representative Greg Forrestal, who's the chairman of the House Education Committee, also Cecil Dolachek, who's a member of that, Jason Glass, our director of education, and all of them have worked and worked with us on this. I feel really good about putting together a program like this that we believe will be sustainable for the long term. With the limited amount of state dollars that we have, it makes sense to invest in children who will benefit the most from high-quality preschool. The new Iowa preschool program helps families who need a hand with the cost, while the more affluent families will pay the full tuition. This sort of sustainable approach is critical to help us manage the state budget in future years and guarantee Iowa's youngest children a bright future. The $3,000 Iowa Preschool Scholarship for eligible four-year-olds helps pay for a minimum of 10 hours of preschool weekly. And I would say that, you know, this $3,000 scholarship, all families of eligible four-year-olds will be asked to contribute something. And you will see that the lower income people, the contribution is very modest, and it goes up on a sliding scale up to 300% of poverty. Participating private and public programs must meet strong state preschool requirements, but a certified teacher will no longer be required. An individual with a bachelor's degree may teach preschool in a participating program while working towards a new early childhood certificate that must be earned within 2 years. This is an ongoing option, but we also have a kind of a short-term option. There's another path for a preschool teacher in the short term. An individual with an Associate of Arts degree may teach while working to earn their new early childhood certificate and a bachelor's degree during the next 3 years. This is a phase-in period to allow more programs to meet the state standards. Statewide assessment will measure performance of four-year-old Iowa preschool scholarship recipients, as well as many other four-year-olds in the preschool program as possible. Parents can choose either a private or public preschool that they want their child to attend, and obviously provided there is space available in that particular preschool. And the money will follow the child. The Iowa Department of Education website will let parents enter a zip code to find out participating programs near their home or work. Their choice does not have to be in the school district in which they live. They can choose one closer to where they live or work, and it's a parent's choice. The Iowa Department of Education decides whether private or public preschool programs meet the state requirements, and the Department of Education will monitor the quality and collect data. Private preschools will collect the fees from the parents for their children and that are receiving the Iowa preschool scholarships. And those attending public preschools will have a similar situation where the school will collect the parents' fees. Early Childhood Iowa will work to strengthen our preschool program quality in cooperation with the Department of Education and the area education agencies. Early Childhood Iowa is a key partner with both the public and private preschools and the state in promoting the Iowa Preschool Scholarship. We want this truly to be a collaborative effort that has everybody involved. I addressed Early Childhood Iowa last week, and they also work and children before they ever get to preschool, because we know that a lot of brain development starts even in the womb before a child is born, and during the first 3 years of life as well. So we want children to get off to a healthy start. And Early Childhood Iowa will receive an annual report from the Department of Education on the preschool scholarships and advise the department on promoting collaboration with other programs helping children. The state appropriation is $43.6 million, plus the parent contributions that will raise several million dollars as well. And we're very optimistic that we will see many charitable organizations and companies and foundations willing to contribute as well. With that, I'm going to ask Jason Glass to make some comments.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. See if I can read off this iPad. It seemed like a good idea at the time. thank you. It's exciting to be here this morning. Quality early childhood education is a critical part of Iowa's effort to close the achievement gap and put Iowa's kids on solid footing for raising student achievement. Test results are important, but they're far less important than giving all of Iowa's kids the skills and knowledge they need to compete in this global economy. The future of Iowa's economy and our nation's economy will hinge on our ability to generate high-quality and capable citizens for tomorrow's workforce. In times of economic contraction, tough decisions have to be made. Every person and every service on behalf of Iowa's children is important, and it's of value, which makes the work to bring the state's budget in line in these times all the more difficult. The governor's plan for early childhood education is designed to continue quality early childhood education in Iowa and specifically target services toward children who need the support the most. Our goal is to close the achievement gap in Iowa as much as we can before it even begins. The governor's plan is to hang on to as much of a quality early childhood education system as we can while targeting services toward the kids who stand to benefit the most. I'd like to commend the leadership of the governor and the lieutenant governor on this issue, particularly the dedicated work of Linda Fandel in guiding us. I'd also like to acknowledge the efforts of the talented staff at the Department of Education who have devoted tremendous time and energy in turning this process into something we believe will have value for kids, families, and communities. Going forward, we look forward to working with Iowa's fine legislators on how we can strengthen and improve this program so that we emerge with something worthy of what Iowa's kids and families really deserve. Thank you.
And I'd like to ask Marcy to make some comments, too. Marcy Mendenhall.
Thank you. Governor Branstad's proposal contains key elements to provide Iowa's four-year-olds a high-quality learning experience. The proposal retains the same quality standards that are currently in the voluntary four-year-old program, which are NAICS, Head Start, and the Department of Ed, QPPS. Also, phasing in an early childhood certificate for all BA teaching professionals makes certain that teaching quality remains the same. The commitment to ongoing professional development and the statewide assessment guarantees the early learning environments are attuned to the learning of our four-year-olds. Governor Branstad's proposal reinforces the public-private partnerships so parents have the choice when deciding which preschool is best for their suited for their child. The child attending the school will be exposed to academic learning and also with professionals who understand early childhood learning standards and will benefit with higher higher intelligence, but also social-emotional intelligence. On behalf of Scott County Kids Early Childhood Iowa program, we are excited to continue to partner with our local school districts and private preschool partners. We also look forward to utilizing our preschool dollars into filling our local gaps, which are extending the four-year-old preschool day. We also provide preschool experiences for 3- and 5-year-olds for income-eligible families. And also, in certain cases, there's transportation is available with our funds. Overall, this is an economic development plan for Iowa's future workforce. For every dollar invested in early childhood learning experiences, there's a $7 to $14 return on investment. That means there'll be a higher graduation rate, we'll have less dollars invested into child welfare, into juvenile court, and also into the prison systems, which means this is not just a preschool issue, this is also that every business in Iowa needs to be aware of how the future workforce is being educated. This broader collaboration between the public and private preschools, the Department of Education, and Early Childhood Iowa will strengthen the early childhood learning experiences for all Iowa's children. Thank you.
Okay. Kim, is there anything you want to add, or any Representative Forrestal?
Okay. I just think it's a great example of a collaborative effort with all parties coming together, really identifying needs that were important to each one of the constituents that we were representing, and I'm proud of the program that we've put forth.
I would also say, you know, for the last, I think, 4 years, we've had something called the School Tuition Organization, STO, and that uses a similar sliding scale and has made a big, big difference. I know my wife and I have contributed to that for I think since it started, to help kids that go to the Catholic grade school up in Boone, Sacred Heart. And I've talked with Dr. Deegan at Dowling and my sister-in-law, who's a principal of Christ the King on the South Side, and what a difference that's made to lower income families that have been able to have that choice of choosing a Catholic or Christian education in our state. And I think the experience that a lot of these schools have had with that, I think will make it easy to make the transition to this sliding scale we have on the scholarships available here for the preschool program. So with that, we'd open it for questions.
How did you decide upon $3,000 when I believe the cost is nearly $6,000?
Well, you're talking about high school education. First of all, it's not $6,000. A lot of them are less than that. There are some preschools that are charging $1,500. So it's all over the board in terms of the cost.
The cost right now for preschool is about $3,500 per child, and a lot of school superintendents said that was more money than they needed. So in consultation with them, we arrived at $3,000.
Right. So we looked at it, and they are all over the board, but we felt that $3,000 was a reasonable figure. The $3,500 is what it was last year, but frankly, we're trying to serve. We tried to look at this thing in a real thoughtful way, in a balanced way, in one that met the needs. And obviously, I think the figure you're using was the school aid figure, which is, you know, obviously it costs a lot more to teach people in high school than it does in preschool. Going to do just the opposite.
Without knowing how many people are going to come forward and pay, some programs won't have enough people coming to stay open.
No, it's just the opposite. The problem we've got now is a lot of private preschools have felt that the other program has been really putting them out of business. This is designed to give people freedom of choice, and so the money will follow the kid. They'll be able to choose public or a private school, and I hopefully it's going to. There's been a certain amount of conflict between the public and the private schools. I think that this is going to help encourage collaboration, and we hope to actually have a much greater participation because of this program, and because there are many families today that have chosen to go to a private preschool, and some of them are making a significant financial sacrifice to do so. This will provide an opportunity for scholarships for their children, and I think we have a chart that shows the scholarships are pretty significant, as you can see. For the very low-income people, it'll be only $3. This is under 100% of poverty, only $3 a month. That's a very modest contribution, but the reason why it is so modest is because there is also daycare subsidies, and we want them to choose to go to a preschool as opposed to just have them in daycare because it's cheaper.
It's based on about 70% participation, which I think is a fairly good projection that we're making with the numbers that we've included. Also included in that is we're going to do a better job. We are doing a better job of tracking and assessing the children so we can provide some of the statistics that you're looking for. Right now that's not being done, and our hope is to put a program in place where we can really monitor that the program is doing what it's intended to do and reach out to the students that we're trying to get. So I agree with the governor. I think we're going to increase the number of students that will be attending preschool and give families options to go to where they want to go.
When you say 70% participation, you mean 70% of 4-year-olds will go?
No.
Right.
Well, that's based on the number of statewide four-year-olds eligible, and the projections that we're using is 70% participation from the pool.
Jason,
and do you know what the participation was with the program we've got now?
We have about 39,000 four-year-olds in the state, and about 20,000 of them of all income levels are participating in the preschool program, the state voluntary preschool program.
So it's only about
50%. Go up?
Yes.
This program was developed, the way this program was developed was really a model of collaboration. When we talked to people in the field, we talked to other agencies around the state, we talked to experts, we talked to budget analysts, and so we involved as many smart people as we could, brought as many people to the table as we could in developing the program to try and minimize any faulty assumptions in the budgeting. So I think we're in pretty good shape. Defer to Linda. Has the
we have that chart?
And can you take up the state money would follow the child? Do you mean the parents would get the state money and then they would give it to their school?
No, it would go.
Explain
how that's going to
sure.
be.
Sure. Parents can enroll in any program that's eligible, and so they can go to a state website and type in their zip code and see the eligible programs that meet the quality standards that are available in their community. And so they would then enroll their kid in that program with the school district. The state money will flow to the school district, and the school districts will pass that on to the eligible providers. The parents would then make their component, their payment, to the provider directly. So that could be a school district, or it could be a nonprofit or a private provider, depending on where the kid's enrolled.
And Jennifer, to answer your first question, the small contribution, as the governor said, is $3 a month. The largest is $133 at 250 to 300% of poverty.
Right. And for a family of four at 300% of poverty, that's $67,000. So it will help family, and obviously the larger your family, we have a chart that shows that for a family of two, this would be a single mother with one child, it would be up to $44,000 that they would receive the scholarship. And the scholarship, even at the scholarship, as was pointed out, it covers everything except $30 up to, up to 100% of poverty, and then up to 100. Then it's $150 a year from 100 to 150, and then it's $300 a year from 150 to 200. Then it's $899, about $900 from 200 to 250, and it gets to $1,199 or $1,200 for 250 to 300%. So that's still over half, up to the 300% of poverty. So we think it's definitely affordable at pretty much all levels.
I want to make sure I'm clear on how the money flows. The public preschool program, the money goes to the school district, which passes along to the preschool provider. If it's a private preschool that's chosen, does the money go to the parents who then pass it on to the
No. No, it goes to the school district and then would pass on.
Right. It goes to the school district, and the school district then provides it to the nonprofit or the group that's providing the preschool. It's very similar to what we do with textbooks and transportation for non-public schools. That goes through the public schools, but it goes to provide help to the families.
Governor, the $3,000 is fixed regardless of whether your child goes to preschool more than part-time and goes 12 months instead of 9. Is that right?
Right. Right. And I said there are some preschools that charge less than that, and some that charge more than that. Some provide transportation. And Marcy, maybe you can kind of share some of the different things that are done.
And this is where the collaboration between early childhood Iowa would be able to wrap around those services to help extend the day for those children who need to attend preschool longer than 10 hours a week.
Well, if you would go, this is for 10 hours a week or whatever, right?
Right.
Because if you go full-time, it's substantially more than this.
Yes.
Right.
And this is up to $3,000. That's the most anybody would.
No, $3,000 is the scholarship. $3,000 is the amount. And then, depending upon your income, is how much you pay as opposed to how much comes from the state.
And the parents are picking up a minimum of $28
million? No, that's not.
No. Well, that was the old system. You know, that's the old system, and that was based on 3,500, and this is a different system. This is
participation will drop?
No, no. You have all kinds of private ones that are not covered by the present law. You have a lot of, for instance, I went to Durant. I visited the public school in Durant that provided preschool. They also told me there's like three other private preschools in that district, which is a rural district in eastern Iowa, that are not participating in this program, but would be eligible to participate under the new one if they met the quality requirements.
But I think to clarify your question about where is the money coming from, theoretically about half of it is from the voluntary preschool program. About $4 million is from Shared Vision, because those are preschool assistance dollars. Another $4.6 million from Early Childhood Iowa or Empowerment. We want to pool all the four-year-old preschool dollars into one fund now, so they're not all over the place. So all the four-year-old state preschool money will be in one place now.
So you had different competing programs. You had the empowerment program, you had the state program, and now we're bringing them all together. We're bringing them all together in a collaborative approach. Not a competitive approach, but a collaborative approach where we want to work together, and the focus is on providing the best experience for the children and making sure there's accountability, and also targeting the resources to the ones that really need it. So we are expecting that the people that are affluent, that over 300% of poverty, will pay the entire tuition. If you're over $68,000 with a family of four, we think you can pay the cost of tuition for your four-year-old for 1 year, yes.
Governor, can you explain why you call $3,000 a scholarship rather than just basic school aid for people?
Well, because it's going to benefit students at both public and private schools. It's not, it is a scholarship as opposed to we're taking this out of the school aid formula, and the money is going to go to, the money is designed to follow the student to where the family chose to have their child go to preschool.
And the private schools that you were talking about who weren't participating before and are going to participate now, why were they not participating before?
Well, first of all, they pre-existed. Preschool didn't just start a couple years ago. Preschool has been around for a long time. My kids even went to preschool in Lake Mills. So these preschools have been providing without, and many of them have done it with the help of people in the churches, nonprofits, businesses, foundations. Marcy, why don't you explain some of the history of this?
But why weren't they participating in the state program that we have now?
Well, in I'm just talking about what I asked this question in Durant,
right?
And there were three, I think, preschools in that, and I guess you'd have to ask each of them why they didn't participate. But it was because of the way the state program. And remember, the state program is what, 3 years old?
Correct.
Yeah.
Was it because a certified teacher was required? Was that one of the?
That's one of the. I think that was one issue, but I think there's others as well. Marcy, maybe you can help address that.
I'm not sure I can address it anymore. I know in Scott County we had a certain surge to get to reach the quality standards. One would be to have the certified teacher. Also would be then to engage in some long-term professional development. So I think with timing and unknowing about how long this program was going to be implemented, there was maybe some hesitation on local preschool providers.
And you're not concerned about quality by no longer requiring a certified teacher?
Well, first of all, I think the studies show that a certified teacher doesn't guarantee quality. There's all kinds of studies all over the country that say that. And so we've done a lot of places use alternative certification processes for teachers as well. And what we're saying is by the assessments, and we're going to basically focus on quality by seeing that the students are learning what they're supposed to know, so they know their colors, that they can identify the letters of the alphabet, and so they, numbers and things like that. Those are the kind of things that we want these four-year-olds to learn before they start kindergarten. And those assessments are going to really determine that.
It's a preschool assessment, and so it's an online assessment that we will put out a request for proposal for and get bids on, and so we'll create a statewide system where providers can see the questions of the process of assessment that they need to use on the students, and then enter the information electronically online, so we can collect all that, and then parents can have access to the information about where the quality programs are for their kids.
Well, that's the question is, if we extended the STO law, that could happen. Right now, I think preschools don't qualify for the school tuition organization program, but that's a possibility. And I guess that's something we'd want to work with the legislature on to see if, because you know how that program works. The school tuition organization program, I think, was started about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was patterned after a law that had been very effective in Arizona. It was something that I know the Iowa Catholic Conference and many of the Christian schools worked very hard to get approved. And what it does is it permits an individual to make a contribution to a school tuition organization. In the Diocese of Sioux City, we call it the Monsignor Lafferty Foundation. Okay. You contribute to that, you get a 60% tax credit on your Iowa income tax, which is a significant benefit to do that. And it's also, if you itemize, deductible on your federal taxes. So the result has been, and it's capped at a certain amount, and I think it's
$7.5 million.
So it's capped at $7.5 million. But that has made it possible, and I've talked with Dr. Deegan at Dowling, and I've talked to many others that are involved, has made it possible for a lot of families that are financially strapped to be able to have the choice to have their kids go to a non-public school. And that's the income guidelines are very similar to this. 300%, that's the upper limit, 300% of poverty. So what I'm saying is that's another possibility. It's not in our proposed legislation, but it's another way that the privates could receive funding from their parents and from others. The neat thing about the STO is you don't have to be a parent of a child that's in the school in order to contribute to it. So we contributed through the Monsignor Lafferty Foundation specifically for the Sacred Heart Grade School in Boone.
Great, thank you, Governor.
Can I ask you just a
final question?
Okay, different topic. Photo ID is required to vote. The House passed that bill. Can you explain your thoughts on that?
I think it makes sense. We require photo IDs for just about everything. Obviously, you got to have a photo ID to get on an airplane, to buy a beer, whatever. It seems to me it makes sense.
Thank you.
Thank you.